Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The resurrection of Jesus is so completely amazing that it needs to challenge every aspect of our thinking about life. If God was like us, then it would be understandable if we expected only ordinary and predictable things to happen in life. But God isn't like us. He was able to bring his son Jesus back to life again, and so we need to stop expecting just the ordinary and the predictable things to happen. William Carey was a Baptist and the founder of the modern missionary movement. He lived in Northamptonshire and worked as a shoemaker at the end of the 18th century. Carey was overwhelmed by the greatness of God, and in order to become more useful to the Lord, he learned many languages alongside running his shoe business. He taught himself Hebrew, Italian, Dutch, and French. He famously once said, "Expect great things of God. Attempt great things for God." His amazing life changed the course of mission work throughout the world. It happened because his faith in a great God was matched by his willingness to work incredibly hard for God. As we continue to thank God for the privilege of being an Easter people, let's allow God to give us a bigger vision of what he wants to do in the world. And at the same time, let's work hard at whatever God has called us to do. So let me ask you a question. What great things are you expecting God to do? And now let me pray with you. God our Father, thank you that you're such a great God. By your Spirit, help us to expect you to do great things and give us the willingness to attempt great things for you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.